Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying foolish cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Tuesday, everybody, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a few minutes after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then possibly you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the coolest fucking place in the whole goddamn world, crabdiving.com. However you're taking us in, we appreciate the hell out of it. Yes. On this lovely Tuesday, name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, Liquid U.
Liquid U Tuesday.
It's my favorite. By the way, thank you for fixing my pop screen. Did you fix this? Because this pop screen was saggy yesterday, and now it's taut.
No, I believe... I rubbed it a few times.
Did you really?
Yeah, and it became... No, I didn't do anything to it.
I thought maybe you fixed it.
Maybe it just goes back to its normal... maybe it's memory.
Yeah. For those of you listening that aren't a bunch of ninny podcasters, a pop screen is something that goes over your microphone, so when you say plosives, they don't pop. I can't define pop screen without using the word pop, which, you know... Which is a problem.
Is part of the thing that it prevents.
Yes, it prevents popping.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening live, you can tweet us during the show if you like. Communicate with us. Communicate with us at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING at Twitter. You can also leave us a message, toss one over at Crab Diving Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. We don't check the messages there quite as often, but we do, you know, once in a while drift.
Did you know my pop screen is ribbed for her pleasure? For everyone's pleasure, actually. How do you like that?
I wonder why people were scooting on them before.
Oh, yeah.
You sit down straddling the
Don't
mic.
Don't scoot on my audio equipment,
Don't
shithead.
Straddle the microphone.
Right.
All kinds of shit going on in the world today.
That's right.
Like the dog trying to get out.
Oh, really? Kate is our intern. She's also a Jack Russell Terrier. You can find her on, I think, the Crab Diving Instagram a good bit, which you, by the way, follow us on Instagash. We put up pictures there and shit of left-wing type tomfoolery. Actually, left-wing seriousness. There's no tomfoolery on our side.
I think the last thing might have been part of one of the trip.
No, really?
Yeah, I don't know. The
ice storm?
I know. I've been selfishly Instagramming my own bullshit instead of putting up crab diving stuff as often should have. I think there was some stuff from the trip. Yeah, just about. The only thing that's up there is the picture of me in front of the commander-in-chief.
Oh, that's a good one.
George W. Bush.
Now, that was the plane that GW... got off of, jumped on an aircraft carrier in that little onesie he had on, the onesie flyer suit.
Right, with his balls prominently displayed.
Was that the suit he wore when he served in the Vietnam War?
You're right, exactly. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's why it was unwrinkled and not dirty.
It's pressed.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
George W. Bush, yeah, it was the actual plane that landed on the aircraft carrier with the big giant mission accomplished banner after the Iraq war, the first, well, the first week or two of the Iraq War when they deposed Saddam, sent him off running, Saddam Hussein.
You know, my cousin served in Iraq, and he remembered when George Bush landed and said mission accomplished. He was like, really? There are people shooting at us?
That's right.
I don't know what that's about.
How Maybe funny.
They didn't get the memo.
Right.
God.
Mission accomplished.
Missionary position accomplished.
Here we are, 10, 12,
it's the war on terror.
So 13 years later.
It's all part of the war on terror, though, isn't it? It's never ending.
And mission still ain't accomplished.
No. It's ongoing. You know.
It never ends.
Dee, 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 dee.
The,
sad.
Sad face.
Sad face.
The lots going on our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen. If you go over there, there's stuff that we get to on the show, stuff we don't get to on the show, memes, and et cetera.
Memes.
A couple of stories there, but we can get to the headlines. I haven't been checking the headlines yet.
Oh, shit.
So let's see what's going on today, what the HuffPo and the Drudgies think. Is important
for these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, December 29th, 2015.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post is something that if you listen to the Crab Diving Show here, go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher. Hey, leave a nice fucking review.
Please.
If you download us and enjoy the show.
Lots of thumbs ups and stars and hearts and things of that nature.
Exactly.
Or go fuck yourself.
If you listen to this show, this won't be surprising to you because we talk about stories about this kind of bullshit all the time. At the HuffPo, it says, gilded crafters, ultra rich, dodge billions in taxes. No fucking shit.
God.
But I guess it's news because suddenly the New York Times.
This just in.
In its conservitude is running, I guess, this story. It says, it goes to the New York Times, it says, for the wealthiest, a private tax system that saves them billions.
Yay. Wow, what about our private tax system that saves us billions?
Our private tax system takes billions from us.
Bend over.
The very richest, it says, are able to quietly shape tax policy that will allow them to shield billions in income. Well, this isn't a shock.
No,
right?
It's not a shocker at all.
I mean, we talked about Mittens Romney when he was running for presidentialism, and he...
Mittens. Is that what Mitt was short for? Seriously, was it Mittens?
I don't think so.
What would it be short for? Mitch? You just shave off two letters?
What was his name?
I think it's Mittens. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Are you reading from the HuffPo, by the way?
No, the New York Times.
Oh, okay.
Willard Mitt Romney.
Willard. God, is ever...
Now you know why he didn't go by Willard.
Willard. He sounds like he was shot out of the vag of a country club, doesn't he?
Speaking of, listen to his kids' names.
Oh, God.
Tag, Matt, Josh, Ben, and Craig Romney.
Is everyone rich, stupid? Tag?
No, I don't know. I put the Tag Romney.
My name's Tag Romney. In the future, I'll get arrested for rape, but won't have to do any time because I'm fucking white and I'm fucking rich.
Mitt Romney. I'm just trying to. Okay, anyway.
What?
But when Mitt Romney was running, remember he didn't want to give his like 10 years of his tax returns.
Yeah,
like,
fuck that.
Most people do who do that. He gave a year or whatever, and he still made a shit ton of money. But probably he was worried that people would show that he made billions and billions. But because of shenanigans...
Paid nothing.
Exactly.
He's got that private system, right?
And then cried more. Oh,
God.
Oh, the taxes are so high, I have to move my business overseas.
Why does an asshole like that want to be president? I know I ask that all the time. I mean, the guy's rich beyond his means.
Yeah,
he has a car elevator. But he also needs to be president.
It's that I have to have the biggest dick in the world syndrome.
Is it megalomania?
Yeah, sure. Narcissism, megalomania. Why the fuck would Trump want to deal with all this bullshit?
I don't know. I'll tell you why. Because we've seen him speak. We've watched his speeches streamed on the internet and shit. And stream it. He loves it. He loves every fucking second of it.
Speaking of, I have a clip.
He's getting laughs.
Yesterday, he gave a speech. You know, he was at another rally, or I don't know if it's the night before or yesterday. And I couldn't turn away. I couldn't, as much as I know he's just a batshit crazy lunatic, he's still fascinating. This is the deal. He was going after some newspaper in New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Union Leader.
Yes.
Which ran the publisher. His guy's name is Joseph McQuaid.
Hello, Joseph.
Trump is giving a speech in New Hampshire, and he starts off, he's waving the union leader around, the newspaper, and he is not happy about the first page editorial calling him an insult to the intelligence of voters in the state.
Wow.
So now Trump's all pissy. here is the beginning of,
Is this horrible? It's going to be horrible.
Joseph McQuaid is the publisher, publisher of this union.
Is Trump going to have this guy killed?
To turn out of politics, the presidential race, where Donald. God.
You know, I thought I had the actual.
Is that a Fox bot I'm listening to?
Here we go. That was an NBC News bot.
Oh, okay.
This is the opening of the speech that I was actually looking for.
So I want to tell you, so we had an interesting thing, because you have a very dishonest newspaper up here. It's also a failing newspaper. It's going down the tubers.
You have a very dishonest newspaper. It's also a failing newspaper. It's going down the tubers.
That is so weird. A tuber is a potato. Yeah. It's going down the tubers, guys.
I remember when this was a big paper. Look at the size of this thing. If they cut it down anymore, you won't be able to find it. It looks like the things, you know, when you go to the grocery store where they give you a little handout. What do they call them? Coupons.
God, he is just getting laughs.
He was in a grocery store.
Never. Oh, God, but he's getting great laughs. I mean, you know, he's killing.
Right. And of the heads I can see in the audience in front of him, all white haired, except for the one that has a cowboy hat on. I can't tell what color hair. That is, you can tell.
Cowboy.
Yeah, this is, Nashua, New Hampshire there.
Right. I get how, you know, people question Trump. They're like, hey, none of your policies make any sense. You don't seem to know anything. But he would say, but I go out every night.
Thousands
at these rallies.
Right.
And I fucking kill. This would turn anybody into a fucking monster. Every night you went out to a crowd of people there to see you. And no matter what you did, they were like, ah!
Right.
Oh, my God.
So this guy, his name's Joe McQuaid. No, he's a lowlife. I'm telling you. Here's what happens. I'll tell you what happens. So I thought he's useless. I thought he was fine. I thought he was an aggressive guy. He'd call me. He'd talk to me. He'd want me to come up and make a speech in New Hampshire. I'd do it. He asked me to help James Foley, which I liked very much. I gave him a...
He goes on and on about how he the guy invited him to play golf, and Trump's like, Trump goes, I'm not like Obama. I can't take days off and days and days off.
God. Which is infuriating, because we just did the story that Obama has taken less time off than any other president in the history of fucking Jesus.
Long fucking
right?
Time, yeah. Especially compared to the last one. Darth Cheney. Although, who knows? Cheney might have been a workhorse. He was running the show.
Do robots need to take days off?
Right.
Evil Sith lords?
Donald Trump, like you said,
he's a lowlife. He called that guy a lowlife.
He calls him a lowlife.
Is he trying to gather up a posse to go get this guy to string him up?
I'm skipping.
big contribution to his parents. His parents are great people. He asked me to speak at that event. I spoke at that event. He asked me to do many, many things. He'd go through a whole.
Is
he doing that thing where he's talking about this guy and he was like, "Hey, I've given money to this
dude." Sure, yeah.
He went
and had lunch with him. He even says he says the guy invited me for golf. I said I don't have that kind of time. Obama, has that kind of time. He goes for days and days.
No, he doesn't.
Who has that time to take a day off to play golf? And then the guy says, "Well, why don't you come up and have lunch with me at my lovely thing?" And Trump's like, "Oh, well, I guess okay." So I went and had lunch with him. He was lovely. It was a lovely thing. I met people. I shook hands. But Trump does all this, and now he's pissed that the guy turns on him at the end. and
he's a lowlife.
Puts out.
Look at this fucking paper he writes for. It's a joke. It's like the Penny Saver,
right?
If it was any smaller, you wouldn't be able to find it. He's just fucking, he's riffing, man.
He says that this guy asked him to tweet out, he wanted Trump to tweet out, "It's a shame that they're not letting Christie into the adult table debate."
Yeah.
And Trump says that he did it. He said, "Yeah, I did. Okay, why not? What do I care?
It doesn't matter.
Kind of thing. I did. I'm trying to get a deal here."
Right.
And so then he says, "I've been friends with Christie, but McQuaid, he's Christie's lapdog. You're happy he's up here, but the people in New Jersey want him thrown out of office since he's up here all the time."
Wow.
Christie's been up in New Hampshire.
Because he's got a chance to win there. A lot of people think if he can, have some big numbers in New Hampshire, maybe he could win.
Yeah, it's inertia. Get that big weight moving in one direction.
Let me tell you something, dude. People from my part of the country, they don't want anything to do with that fat ass from New Jersey. The Southerners don't understand that whole Jersey mentality. I think that whole fuck you thing, it's not their deal.
At one point,
I guess,
at this event in New Hampshire was interrupted by at least one protester who started yelling "fascist, fascist, fascist."
Did they beat him up?
And someone identified as, quote, a celebrity wrestler, Todd the Punisher Poulton.
Oh, my God.
Started taking the guy down.
The protester.
In the middle of the crowd. Yeah, yeah.
These are the people supporting Trump, wrestler?
Yes, I think there's video or something of that asshole.
Is the wrestling community, are they
taking a guy down?
Are they endorsing Donald?
Of course.
Good fucking Christ.
Didn't he wrestle? Didn't Donald get thrown down in a ring one time? What didn't he?
In a onesie?
Wasn't he sponsoring
something? I think he did a match where he scissored Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Right.
Or whatever.
Unreal. Yeah, so
a wrestler
says, and then at the end of this clip Trump says, he throws the, he goes, "Here, so take this," throws the newspaper into the audience. He goes, "What a pile of garbage."
Oh my
what
god,
a piece of garbage.
The theatrics.
Yeah,
how much of that do you think he worked out before he went on stage?
Probably not a lot. He just had the paper.
Was there a lot of time?
This goes on for 15 minutes.
It's interesting.
This speech of his.
I wonder if anyone's shooting this whole Donald Trump thing from behind the scenes. Is that, that's how I want to see. I want to see what this campaign looked like, from the inside. And I wonder how much time went by between when he got on stage to do that rant about that paper to when he saw the article.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well,
it's kind of interesting.
I think it was Sunday's paper.
Oh, okay.
So it was a day. Yeah, he had a day to stew about it. And because he was in New Hampshire and it's their paper, he decided to go after them. And it's the Trump below's the idiots are
Trump below's
the dummies. All he fires them up with that "let's hate on the media." So now he's got a newspaper he can wave in his hand with a editorial on the front page that says he's an embarrassment to the party.
Oh, shit. I just want to take a moment to take stock of who is supporting Trump. Yeah, sure. A lot of right-wing nut job T-billies. But he's also got, apparently, a wrestler. Who's this wrestler that beat the shit out of
Punisher.
Oh, yes. The anal Punisher supports
it's the
Trump.
Punisher.
And the guy that writes some sort of some Nazi rag called the Stormtrooper supports Donald. I remember that story. And David Duke.
Right.
Throws his support behind Trump.
Even though he says
he's crazy.
He speaks more extremely than the rest than he does.
And that's the guy from the Klan.
Right.
Who ran the Klan. He was a grand poobah wizard.
He was
something.
A lizard, yeah,
a blizzard.
Or something.
That was stupid.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Oh, man.
Let's dial it down. Let's
hello.
Crank back our IQs. See what the drudgies are talking about.
Yeah. It's so funny. I expected Trump to just make a death threat against this guy who's in charge of this, apparently this shitty, tiny little paper.
Yeah, don't hurt him.
God.
Over at the Drudge Report, the headline says, NYC, NYE, military zone. New York City, New Year's Eve, military zone.
Can you think of any place you would, I mean, rather be than, like, Times Square on New Year's Eve? I would love to go to Times Square and visit it, but I don't want to go on New Year's
Eve.
What
a fucking nightmare, yeah.
What a total nightmare, dude.
Where do you go to the bathroom?
There's porta potties.
Oh, really?
Oof.
Have you been?
No, I there was
seen
a,
it?
There was an expose on 60 Minutes or something last year about the whole fucking thing and all the security. And it's really, God, it's all those people together in one fucking mass. And, you know, drinks and food and everything's overpriced there. You know,
oh,
you get
absolutely.
Soaked.
Gouge the fuck out of
damn
people.
Damn it. And then you probably can't even see the fucking ball that drops.
Right.
And people go there with their families, man. People go there with their families. You got to keep up with your kids. Jesus.
This is over at Yahoo News. Measures to protect hundreds of thousands of revelers who will ring in 2016 in New York are more extensive than ever, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said today amid global fears of an attack during the New Year's Eve celebration. So they're worried about a terroristically type stuff.
Right.
And
of course, man.
They said 6,000 officers will be on hand.
Oh, God.
Blah, 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 blah. Oh, look, it's pretty new. There's only 36 comments. And since we're over here at Yahoo News.
Oh, boy.
One of the most heinous places for comments.
Oh, yes. Kate, go get my my robe and my little Klan hat. And
sure enough, the
Jesus.
Most popular upvoted comment thus far says keep Muslims out of this country and we won't have to worry about every stinking holiday and sporting event. Bush fought them there, so we wouldn't had to fight them here.
Jesus Christ.
Obama brings them here to terrorize us and use their violence as an excuse to take out firearms.
No, shit.
Woo, man, he
wonderful
crammed them all in there except for Benghazi and abortion.
No, oh, wow.
Holy shit.
That's terrifying.
And then the top response to that says, but they're victims. Don't you know Democrats love victims?
No.
It's where their political power comes from. Party over country. That's their motto. Blame the idiot voters of America who keep voting for cynical, self-serving, parasitical political class Democrats.
Oh, whatever. Okay, whatever, you bunch of fucking climate change deniers. We just drove through the fucking country through Louisiana. Is there any part of Louisiana that's not a swamp, to the best of your knowledge, that you saw?
I mean, not off of the 10, except for... You know, Baton Rouge or just the two cities.
Florida's going to be underwater in like 5 minutes. Louisiana's already totally underwater.
Sure.
And we, us Democrats, we're all concerned about climate change and all that bullshit. I guess we're stupid.
This guy says, you'd have to be a fool to go to one of those urban mass messes. Do yourself a favor and go to a nice rural celebration.
Oh, God.
So many family-friendly celebrations.
Gross.
Nary a Negro to be seen. Oh,
family-friendly.
I added that part.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a barn party somewhere where freedom is not just a word.
Family-friendly.
And see it in action.
Hey, I'm free to watch the ball drop on my TV and make out with my cousin.
Urban mass messes. You know what that means.
A lot of black people.
That's what the word urban means.
Shit.
Oh,
I mean, in a way, listen, this racist guy, he is making a point. Why do you want to go to the New Year's Eve ball dropping thing in New York? It seems like a total hassle.
Right. Pain in the dick.
New York is an amazing city, and you can go there at other times when it's not so fucking busy and kind of enjoy the city a little more than you might. when the balls fucking drop.
Right. I guess it's one of those big events.
God, there's cops everywhere.
You can say you were there. I guess this is the year to go. I guess it's going to be warm because of global fucking warming.
Wait, bullshit, ninny, liar.
Cold here.
How do you like that? Oh, it's chilly. It's fucking freezing here.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the other half of the country is benefiting from warmer than normal temperatures.
Yummy.
They sucked all the heat out of California.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
By the way, Texas is not. We drove through a blizzard there.
Correct.
God damn it.
And New Mexico, Arizona weren't that great either.
It's so weird. If there's snow on the ground and you're driving in it and you're in a place where they don't have salt trucks and lots of plows, just drive slow. Drive slower. Did you not see, I don't think we saw one accident that probably couldn't have been avoided if people were driving a little slower. I'm liberal with my politics, but I'm fucking conservative as a driver.
Yes.
And I've had like no wrecks my whole life. I'm knocking on wood, even though I'm an atheist.
You never got into an accident? Nobody hit you? Rear-ended you doing 35 and then in an 80 zone?
No, how dare you? Yeah. I've been rear-ended before in Venice, in Hollywood. Who has it? No. Somebody hit me one time and they drove off, sped away.
Was there damage?
No.
Oh.
I don't know.
I see.
My car was such a piece of shit, I couldn't tell.
We do have other news today.
Yes.
In fact, the best news of the day, go to facebook.com/crabdiving and you'll see a wonderful picture of a shitbag with poorly dyed hair, poorly dyed facial hair.
Facial hair.
With cuffs on in Mexico.
Was that part of his disguise?
As they have captured the affluenza fuck, Ethan Couch, and his heinous hag of a privileged twat-faced mother.
A twat!
And she is, they're both arrested in, I think it was Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. They had driven down.
Okay.
There was a bolo or whatever they call it down in Mexico.
A bolo. That,
be on the lookout.
Okay.
For.
Why don't they just say that?
Their big monster truck.
A bolo.
Some big black truck.
Black.
And that disappeared along with them.
Black trucks matter.
And I guess somebody spotted it in Puerto Vallarta. And called in to the popo, and they caught him.
Fuck.
They caught the motherfucker.
What a bunch of idiots driving around.
He was serving probation for killing four people while he was drunk, and got off because he convinced a Texas jury that he suffered, or his lawyer convinced the jury he suffered from affluenza, meaning he was raised so wealthy and spoiled that he couldn't tell the difference between right and wrong.
Well, couldn't he use that same excuse for running to Mexico with his mother?
Why not?
He's going to be in jail for a while now because of this.
Well,
right?
That's the thing. That's the big shit pile of this is that Texas law, he was a juvenile.
They have laws there
when this happened. A couple.
Interesting.
None of them are good for people. It's all good for a corporation.
What a shithole that state. I mean, really, it's gross.
Because he was a juvenile, I think the most, they can't go back and say, okay, you're going to get resentenced for the killings. Like, that is kind of it. You know what I mean? But they can get him for parole violations, which means he'll probably only end up for months. Hopefully he's going to end up in jail. I can't imagine them not throwing the book at him because there will be just riots in the streets.
Are you not allowed
in Texas?
If you're on parole, you can't just go to another country.
We can't disappear and dye your hair. And and coincidentally timed with that video that was released of him playing beer pong.
Don't you think if you had his resources, you wouldn't get caught? This guy's probably dumb.
Well, that's it.
And his mom's probably dumb.
Yeah, we talked about that. Like would they have elicited help?
Yes. Their gardener,
do we
right?
watch too much TV, where they have contacts where they can find somebody who can disappear them or whatever?
Do you think they had a contingency plan?
Are
for
they
this?
Just morons? They said that they had a going away party. What? Before they left. Texas Tarrant County Sheriff D. Anderson said
that
when the couches arrive back in the United States, Ethan will appear in juvenile court and his mother will be arrested for hindering apprehension.
As a Hollywood hick would say, she's getting arrested. Arrested that bitch. That bitch ass bitch.
On the sevens on Crab Diving Network, 7 p.m., 7 a.m.
We listened to some of his podcasts on the way across country. Goddamn, his show's funny. It's so fucking hilarious.
The Anderson County Sheriff, the County Sheriff of Tarrant County, D. Anderson,
fuck you,
continued and said they had planned to disappear. They even had something that was almost akin to a going away party before they left town. So they might have. Apparently, they should throw a whole herd of fat fucking rich Texans in jail who knew about this shit. If there was a going away party and if people knew he was going to bail in the country, every one of those fat white fucks should have their asses in jail.
Why didn't they pull a Ken Lay? Why didn't this kid fake his death or something?
Maybe they're not that rich.
God, it doesn't sound like they're that smart. Who leaves the country but first has a going away party? So strange. I feel like, what would you have done if you were them and you really wanted to disappear and you didn't want to get caught? What would you have done differently than what they did?
I would have stopped in Puerto Vallarta. I would have gone down to a country that doesn't have extradition.
But you're white.
And flown.
You need to be able to blend in.
Well, yeah. Then I would have flown to Europe.
You would have gone to Ireland, and your people would have protected you.
Yeah, they would have. Right.
Where are you from, Kerry?
I'd have to go back to that one county, though.
This kind of shit fascinates me. I think what I would have done, I mean, did he have facial hair already?
Yeah, he had that stupid blonde goatee before he left.
Why didn't he just you know what I would have done? I would have shaved my facial hair. I would have shaved my head, totally changed my appearance, got a hat, got a fat suit on maybe even.
He just dyed it in black.
What an idiot.
Who knows? I don't have a picture of his mother. I wonder.
That's all he did?
Well,
he dyed his hair black?
You know, maybe he put it in a Prince Albert or something. I don't know what he... I don't know how
it's
he
disguised
himself.
It's part of my cover. I'm going to need a cock bar put through my taint. It'll throw off this fucking...
they think they drove down.
That seems stupid.
And I've already seen all over Twitter people joking about Mexico calling Donald Trump and saying, please stop sending your criminals over the border.
Yeah, right.
Some, I assume, are good people.
Yeah. Wait, what about these people?
Right.
What about this guy going across the border?
All the Americans are murderers and affluencers and drunk drivers.
If I was Ethan.
This is a horrible Mexican accent.
No, that's pretty good. If I was
like Cheech.
If I was Ethan Couch, I would have stayed in that town because nobody would have suspected it. I would have stayed in that town, dude. I would have shaved my head and I would have
got Texas.
Yeah, I don't want to get caught, man. I would have shaved my head.
But that's where they're looking for him.
Put a fat suit on, paid a shit ton of money for like a shitty fucking pickup truck. I would have got a new identity.
Go to the swamp of Louisiana.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to find you there.
Well, no, I mean, New Mexico, even. What a shithole, that whole state.
Buy a trailer and park somewhere.
Is anybody going to find you in Fort Stockton, Texas, where we were stranded in that fucking blizzard over the weekend?
But you know they weren't going to suffer. You know that mom is not going to rough it in a trailer in the middle of Fort Stockton,
Texas. That's why we would have survived. You know,
right? We're willing to slum it.
Yeah,
that's the whole problem with this mom and her fuckwad teenager.
Fuckwad.
And I hope that dad goes to jail too because he knew about it. Even though they said he was cooperating with authorities.
Did he respond to the Facebook invite to the going away party?
Right.
The father.
Yeah.
Jesus. Hey, listen. Why the guy is dying his facial hair? That's not good enough. You got to get rid of it. Maybe I love my goatee.
Yeah, it's not a great disguise.
It's shitty. You know what you do. I immediately, and I know this is possible because I was in a play in college called Bomb and Gilead, and who the fuck wrote that play? It's a great play. It's about all these it's about all these heroin addicts in New York in Hell's Kitchen before it was gentrified in the 70s or something. And but anyway, there's all these was like a cross dresser in it. I played a cross dresser named Franny, who is like, you know, a Latino person. And so I put all this, I turned myself into a Latina lady. I had heels. Like,
did you brown face?
Oh yeah. I used bronzer. I wasn't in blackface. I wasn't in blackface. I mean, you know what I mean? I just suggested that maybe I could have been Latina. But why didn't they do that? Why didn't they go get bronzer or something? It's as if they didn't try at all. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm sorry. The dog's going apeshit in the corner and like almost pulled over my camera back.
Oh, shit. Hey. Kate.
Hey.
God damn it.
There's no kibble back
there. She can't. Listen, a dog that size shouldn't be destroying any equipment. I don't think she could.
She knocked over that vase at your mom's twice. I had to pick it up.
You know,
she does. She gets hungry or she wants attention, and anything that's like dog level, she'll stare at it and she'll knock it over. She knocks over plants. She knocks over just to be destructive.
Why didn't these people, you're right, why did they stop in Puerto Vallarta? It seems stupid.
Right? That's a vacation. Right? Why not rent a tiny little hacienda in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah.
And but no, they were living it up in Puerto Vallarta.
What's up with this mom, too? At this point with that kid, I would be like, listen, I'm not helping you. I just got you out of a fucking murder. You ran over people and I bailed you out. Now you're caught on Snapchat drinking when you're not supposed to be.
Well, she's probably
like this,
you know, rallying around her poor little snowflake.
I love my baby, my murderous baby.
He didn't do nothing wrong.
Don't shave that facial hair.
They were poor people he killed. It's all right.
Oh, yeah.
It said, a police booking picture, which is on our Facebook, and I'm definitely
I using saw it for that the blog picture. Post. It's so amazing. Weird.
He looks so miserable. It's great. It shows him previously blonde Ethan Couch with dark hair. The sheriff said, listen to this. This is this rocket science.
Yeah.
The sheriff said Couch's darker hair suggested he was trying to change his appearance.
Ha 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 ha. Oh, shit.
Well, even if he just darkened his hair for fun.
Right.
He still changed his appearance. So
I think he should have.
Of course he was trying to change his appearance.
He didn't try that hard. I'm thinking about this now. I would get a fat suit. You get a fat suit. You put it under your clothes. You change it under your face, your body type. And
They're dumb.
If you live in Texas, you know, the U.S. Marshals or whatever, they're going to look for you in Mexico if you flee there.
Right. Right.
So why the fuck go to Mexico? Why don't you go to I would have gone to Canada.
There was a $5,000 reward.
That's it.
In exchange for information.
God damn. We were driving around Texas this weekend. We should have looked for this fucking guy. Right. We drove by Juarez, New Mexico. Shithole.
So
Juarez, Mexico. It's next to El Paso, Texas.
Ciudad Juarez, yeah.
Wee.
So there you go. Great news. Hopefully.
Just, you know, ultimately,
some justice will be served.
Whenever there's a story about a criminal on the run and the cops are chasing them, it's always fascinating. I think I always put myself in the person who's running in their shoes. What would I have done? And this guy, their story is ultimately pretty disappointing.
Right.
They didn't do anything amazing.
Well, no, they're dumb.
But they're rich.
But dumb. And apparently not so rich,
daft
to overcome the dumbitude. Like they don't, you know, they don't have Ken Lay money to end up on an island somewhere.
I don't
not
go.
That that's what happened.
Right, right. No, Ken Lay's alive.
Conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I just he hangs out with Osama bin Laden. They play golf.
Right.
Every day. I think I would have gone to a country where there was other white people because I think it would be hard.
That's why he dyes
thing.
His hair
I know.
Black.
I know, but don't you think it would be hard to blend in with, like, Latin Americans if you're a big, dumb white guy from Texas?
Yeah, and I'm sure they both speak fluent Spanish.
They might.
Two privileged white Texas assholes. Are you kidding me? I ain't speaking no Mexican.
Fuck you.
She's probably like, why don't more people speak American here?
God, this guy doesn't know shit. And you know what's going to be sad? He's going to get some cellmate. And the cellmate's going to be like, hey, can you put Ethan Couch back in, you know, can you send him away? He's a horrible conversationalist. He's nothing.
Right. We don't want him.
He's a Lotosaurus Rex.
Over at the Drudge, I was just getting ready to close the Drudge report.
Drudgy.
And
I saw this. What, you got another article over there in Drudge? In the Drudge? What's up? Oh, okay. I saw this article in the HuffPo. It was about 18 stars who came out in 2015 that flew under the radar. I didn't know this, but there's someone. Hold on, I'll tell you who. Johnny Depp's daughter, Lily Rose Depp, came out as sexually fluid in August. Sexually fluid. And Miley Cyrus this year came out as a pansexual. Do you remember that?
I think.
What does
I
that
do.
Mean?
I think, doesn't pan mean everything?
Yes. I'm going to go fuck a coffee pot.
So apparently she's, apparently she's into anything that moves.
Yeah.
Or doesn't.
And the biggest shocker of people, you know, coming out 2015 was Broadway star Joel Grey.
Right. A big shock.
I mean, how old is he? He's like 80 or something.
I think he's an older gentleman.
Joel, yeah. what do you give a fuck?
There was a story about...
Why was he in the closet this long?
George Takei recently gave an interview I just saw a couple days ago. Coming out later in life, and he said, especially as an actor, you know, even... He said, you would think even into the 1990s and 2000s that it would have been better and wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
But...
Haven't we evolved?
He listed a few actors that
came
out, and then their careers went, so...
You know, unfortunately, you know, George works in the film business, TV, and shit like that, and the audience for that is a bunch of dipshit, racist, xenophobic assholes in the South. They're like, watch TV. I can't watch Captain Kirk if he sucks dick! Something stupid like that. But Joel Grey was in the theater community. I mean, people going to Broadway,
right.
They don't give two shits what this guy's sucking or not sucking upon.
True.
And it's Joel fucking Grey. He's one of the biggest theater stars alive, right? She'd be like, yeah, fuck off. I'm gay. What do you care?
Right. But
amazing.
I think had he come out, you know, in the 80s, then it might have been news. But I think Joel Grey coming out. Remember, well, he did trend, right? That's why he was trending. We thought he was dead. On Twitter, and it turns out he came out.
Yeah.
We're like, oh no, Joel Grey is dead.
He was married to an actress named Joe Wilder for 24 years, and he's father to Dirty Dancing star Jennifer Grey.
Right. There you go.
Well. But Miley Cyrus is pansexual, by the way, and Johnny Depp's daughter sexually fluid. I love those terms.
Over at the Drudge Report, the second... story down after All Red Letters, Al Qaeda reemerges in Afghanistan. Is Miami gay sex slave trial exposes dilemmas faced by male trafficking victims.
Oh shit.
They're
man.
So amazed with gay sex over at the Drudge Report.
Explosive. that is something a friend of mine, he used to do plays with her back in Chicago. This is in the 90s, and she just came out to her parents, and she had a hard time talking to her dad about it because she was like, you know, you come out and immediately people that, you know, maybe don't have any gay friends or not, you know, I don't know, have any ties to the gay community or whatever. The first thing they think about is like the graphic shit. You know, I'm gay. Immediately it's like cockapalooza.
Right. Are you wearing diapers?
Oh my God.
That's the headline over at the Drudge.
Wow.
Blah, 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 blah. So,
Ethan Couch, congratulations.
Yeah, Ethan Couch, apprehended.
So glad to have you back in our shitty country. Wonderful. Why did they, you know what? Part of me is like, you know, good riddance. Let's let him stay gone. You know, let's let him stay in some other country, get drunk and run over those people instead of now he comes back to our country and can potentially.
Well, they might not, you know, if he would have broken laws there, they might not have been as, he might not have gotten away with it there,
What are you saying? If you go to trial in Mexico, yeah. You plead affluenza?
One of the commenters, in fact, on our Facebook page says, damn, I was hoping for Mexican prison.
Right. So. Oh, yeah. By the way, in Saudi Arabia, affluenza is a stonable offense.
Right. I don't know about that one.
Right.
Saudi Arabia.
They're pretty affluent.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Hey, did you see there's some article going around about like how the price of oil is dropping and the Saudis, they're all losing money. So they're having to cut back on their big lifestyle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have to
get rid of some jets. Yeah. It's not making as much money off that oil anymore.
I have to get
fucking
rid
idiots.
Of two of my jets.
Yeah, yeah.
And eight of my properties. We've talked about the Donald, and we were talking a little bit earlier about some of his supporters.
Fuck you.
And
they're nuts. His supporters are scarier than Trump.
Yeah. And to give equal time, though, and fairness.
Yes.
There's a story. It was over, I guess C-SPAN was, you know, like C-SPAN broadcasting something, apparently, for nine people.
Are they C-SPAN still in the air?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And they were at a rally for Cruz. Meanwhile, quick sideline. I saw a story this morning that because the weather's so horrific in Iowa right now, plus the fact that it's Martin O'Malley. Martin O'Malley had a rally.
Oh, I saw this.
And one person
showed up.
One person.
That's amazing to me. Somebody in Iowa showed up for a Martin O'Malley rally?
In a horrific snowstorm and bad weather.
Did he hold this storm? Did he still do the event?
Yeah, you saw. Did you see the picture of him sitting at a table with the guy?
Oh God, that's funny.
It was like an older guy with a beard and you know, like a cap, Vanderbilt cap or something. Peterbilt, I mean cap.
Peterbilt.
So
very different.
It is very
Vanderbilt, Peterbilt, very different things.
So this was a rally in Mechanicsville, Virginia.
Oh my God, shoot me.
Senator Ted Cruz was having, there was an event there. And just so you know that the batshittery is not totally limited to Trump supporters.
Yes. Oh, well, Ted Cruz supporters. They're fucking morons.
Oh, well, yeah, here's, about 30 seconds of an interview with a woman. Standing, she's old and white.
Oh, okay.
Standing next to her old white husband.
Is she on a scooter?
And no, she's actually standing.
Holy shit, guys.
No cannula.
Hey, Cruz has a supporter that's not on one of those, what do you call those? Little go-karts, people movers?
Yeah, people scooters or whatever.
I love those. There you go.
Like Obama, no more. He's ruined our country. He's ruined Christmas. He's let the Muslims in. We can't say that word. We've got to be ashamed of what we did. And we're not ashamed people. We're a proud people. And we're going to take our country back. So watch out, Obama.
We're going to take our country back, so watch out, Obama.
You done ruined Christmas. He ruined Christmas.
Yeah, I don't like Obama no more. He's ruined our country, ruined Christmas. He's let the Muslims in. We can't say that word. We've got to be ashamed of it. And we're not ashamed people. We're a proud people.
Right.
We're going to take our country back, so watch out, Obama. We're coming. That's what
I love it. We're coming. Who's we and where are you coming from and where are you going?
Right.
No one, you don't make any fucking sense. These guys make it sound like there's a gate. Somehow there's a land bridge between here and the Middle East. And there's a gate that Obama opened and all of a sudden all of these fucking terrorists just ran into the country.
And let's look at our demographics here. I mean, if this, it would take a good 10 or 12 of these coming at me to really kind of make me flinch.
Right.
I would think I could take out a few of these old fucks.
Oh, yeah.
Before. No. I mean, I'm not worried when she's like, we're coming.
Okay.
We're going to throw our teeth at you.
They've been doing extra laps at the mall.
We're going to take our country back. So watch out, Obama. We're coming.
How has he ruined Christmas? How has he ruined America?
The question is, how has he ruined Christmas? How has he ruined America?
Okay, you reporters, I mean, you know, I know you're doing your job, but kind of shame on you. The easy targets, right?
Well.
How has he ruined Texas? Christmas, you fucking idiot.
He scared the little children. They're not allowed to have Santa Claus in the schools where, you know, it might offend the Muslims. Well, what about us? Like Obama, no more.
What about us is the last part. He's He's scared the little children. They're not allowed to have Santa Claus in the schools.
That sucks.
Where, you know, it might offend the Muslims.
Well, now wait. Now,
where the who's keeping Santa Claus out?
Well, I don't know. Do the Muslims hate Santa? I don't know.
Who knows? Probably. They, I mean, if the hardcore ones. But
right.
If you're at a if you're at a public school, it's that's not a that's a non secular. I mean, that's a secular event. Santa
right.
Claus ain't. I mean, I know they'll say it's from Saint Nicholas, blah, 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 but Santa Claus ain't a Christian dealio.
You know what I want to do?
It ain't the Bible.
I just thought of something great. I want to. If I was Bill Gates, what I would do, I would go to all these malls and I would find out who farms out the Santa people or whatever, who's in charge of that, where do the Santa people come from, what agency. I want to buy up every one of those businesses and make all the Santas in the South Muslim, black, or like something not white, just to piss everybody off.
Yeah. That would work.
And the other thing I want to do, I want to make all the characters, all those big redneck zombie killers and Walking Dead, I want to make them all gay. All of them gay. I want to turn every icon and TV for these big, fat, fucking xenophobic asshole rednecks, I want to make them all gay. Right. And in every scene, in every
Duck
show.
Duck Dynasty guys have to start fucking in the duck blind.
Please. I'm going to ruin the best scenes for these assholes. Rick's going to be killing a zombie and sucking off the guy with a crossbow. Whoever right. the fuck that is. Dale.
He's scared the little children. Obama has scared the little children, this idiot said.
Because he's black.
Right. Right.
How is he scared the little children? Jesus
know.
Christ.
I don't know. It's terrifying.
I'm sorry. Were we listening to Ted Cruz supporters or Donald Trump supporters here?
These are Cruz.
Oh, shit. Not a lot of difference
right.
between.
And in fact, the guy who did the interview tweeted out, Ted Cruz supporters sound exactly like Trump supporters.
Great, man.
These scared the little children. And this is an older white. She looks like she's had money or has money. I mean, maybe she just dressed up nice for church or whatever. But I mean, she doesn't look like she's starving, God. Eating cat food anywhere. There's no excuse. Jesus. For this person to not be a tiny bit educated
Fuck
as to
you.
What's going on.
Well, how? But they watch Fox. You think they're going to pick up a paper and read it?
Well, that's what I mean.
That horrible paper
on them.
That horrible paper in Iowa that's so tiny, it's like a penny saver. It's horrible. It's a joke. Jesus. These people are idiots.
This is Virginia.
God, what if we wake up next year and Ted Cruz is president?
Mechanicsville. This Oof. Is at the Life Church in Mechanicsville, Virginia.
Fuck me. Any of those churches that you don't recognize, and we're the Live Church of Jesus Christ, Scientists, Doctors, or whatever, that means it's fucking weird. It's strange as fuck.
Snake waving kind of shit, or?
Dude, one time in junior college, I went to some church service because some hot chick went to this church or I went with her.
I see.
Just fucking horrible. And they didn't have any accompaniment because that was against their weird fucking bullshit religion. Like you couldn't play a piano or a guitar with any of the music. So,
but they could sing.
You could sing. I know. Well, a shocker. It's stupid.
That's fucking bizarre.
It's dumb. But then you're listening to all these idiots. Nobody really knew the songs. They just kind of plod through the songs. Everybody just feels their way through six. That's the thing about like this fucking evangelical shit is like you go to these church services and to me, the singing was always more fun than just sitting there and listening because you get to sing and, you know, I don't know. But.
Oh, definitely more fun. Yeah.
But on the hymns, I will say that every hymn could stand to lose two verses.
You think they're long?
Yeah.
There's a little windy.
Yeah. There's a reason why in Silent Night you don't know the other verses. They suck.
Oh.
Tremendously horrible.
Right.
Not written well.
And the whole Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Oh, my God.
That's
that goes
true,
on for fucking ever.
Yeah, Christmas carols especially. If you join a choir or something, you learn that a lot of those old standards have about 80 fucking choruses
yeah.
or verses, I mean.
It's kind of fun to look around at everybody when all of a sudden the verse that no one ever sings comes up. And the lyrics suck, and you're like, these are standards. Yeah, these are standards that really, really we should be disgusted with ourselves that we're not in that business.
The Star Spangled Banner.
This stupid business. Yeah, horrible.
As a second verse, it's worse than the first, which is horrible.
What do you think? What country has the best, I mean, song? Anthem?
Oh, Canada. No, I don't know. It's the only other one I can think of.
Oh, Canada. Is that it?
Blah, 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 blah.
Canada's weird to me. I've never been there. And it's just strange. Like, they have an army. Isn't that weird to you? What the fuck are they doing? Well, okay, number one, we're not attacking. We're not going to attack Canada, right?
Well, I don't know. If you were in Canada right now looking down at what's going on, I might be a little worried.
Yeah.
It might turn a little Hitler-y.
It's too cold. Fuck that. If I was Canada, I'd get rid of the army and save some money. Nobody's coming here. Nobody's attacking you. Nobody has any. You don't have anything anybody wants. What, the Toronto Blue Jays? Fuck off.
Well, they did, you know.
They did great. They did great. I'm just saying. I don't know why Canada has an army. I don't know what it does for them. Protects their borders? From what?
I think they're going to get ready for us.
Oh, okay.
For the crazy Americans.
Right, right.
Got to put up a wall to keep the Americans out.
What? Seriously, what if Ted Cruz is president? This time next year, you're watching Ted Cruz put his
crab diving might be going
smarmy little
this
hand
half of crab diving
on
getting
the
out
Bible.
The yeah.
Swearing himself in or whatever the fuck he does.
Terrifying.
Oof. God. He's just.
I got to get that Irish passport.
Oh, yes. To the motherland.
Donald Trump said of Chris Christie.
Ooh. Said he was a lot to love.
I don't know if it cost him the election, but it cost him a lot of votes. There are many people that think that endorsement, when Obama went to New Jersey.
Oh, my fucking God.
That endorsement was responsible for the loss of the Republican Party and Romney. So, Christie, they thought, was up for the presidency last time, but then he went and hugged Obama. He did the secret Muslim reach around.
Oh, yes.
Which only he could do to Obama. Certainly, Obama would need 7 or 8 people to reach around.
Give me the Jordanian whack off.
The corpulent Christie at that point.
BBW.
And Trump said, when I saw it, I think he's going to vote for Obama.
Oh, honestly, my God.
It was terrible. That was where they had the flood. They had the hurricane and Obama went to New Jersey and he was like a little child, Christie. I don't call it a hug. I call it a hug mentally. It was unbelievable. He was like a little boy. Oh, I'm with the president. Remember? He flew in the helicopter and he was all excited to be on the helicopter.
Oh, my God.
I said, I would have put you in my helicopter. It's much nicer.
Donald Trump.
Much nicer than the presidential helicopter.
Hey, you want to see a helicopter? Fuck you. I got a helicopter.
I got you a helicopter.
It's amazing.
Right,
got heated seats. Jeez, Trump is an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fucking asshole.
But here he makes sense. He says, just put yourself in common sense mode. You are with your cabinet. You're with them all the time. They're closing the biggest bridge in the United States. The most traveled on bridge, one of them in the world. You're doing that and you're not telling the governor and you're with him all the time. Does anyone believe that? Honestly, is there a 1% chance?
He's got a point.
He's right. Nobody believes that Christie didn't know about that bridge bullshit.
What don't you wish you were a fly in the wall when Christie was hearing all this shit for the first time?
All of these guys.
God damn it.
All of them. I'd love to have a secret mic in Cruz. Even because Cruz, there's nothing genuine about that skunk, you know.
No,
I mean, you know that behind the scenes, he's just an evil. He probably swears.
Isn't that what the people say that cover him? That like every gesture, even in his speeches, a lot of times are rehearsed.
Yeah, it's reptilian and calculated. Opposite of Trump.
He's got a real warm mannequin like right. Sort of blow up doll esque personality. It's nice. A shitty blow up doll. Could you imagine you order a nice blow up doll for whatever for your Saturday nights when you're lonely and you inflate the fucking thing? You're like, oh my God, it's Ted Cruz.
It's the icy Ted Cruz.
It's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
Send me the Vanna White.
So there you go. He criticized Christie for being a little boy, acting like a little boy, excited to be hugging the president.
Did Christie hit him?
What do you mean?
Did Christie
say something?
No, physically hit him. It sounds like.
Oh, I don't think they're in the same.
Oh, really?
No, they might be in the same state. He's going after Christie because Christie is doing okay in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
and that's where Trump is right now. It seems like Trump might have, he's punting on Iowa, maybe, where he realizes he's not evangelical enough, or at least. Despite loving both
he loves
books
it.
Of the Bible equally.
They're like a great movie. And he said, didn't he say
like
that?
A great movie.
Like what movie? Cannonball Run. What a bunch of dicks.
There you go. That's what's going on there with the Donald.
What do you say to people that say Bernie Sanders is the Democrats' Donald Trump? As I've heard that from right-wing nut job lunatics.
Well, yes and no. I mean, depends. He's not the unhinged lunatic fringe.
Yeah. And didn't Bernie say he wasn't gonna get into negative campaigning?
Oh God, I heard.
Because Trump
one of the shows.
Do you think Trump is engaging in negative campaigning? Is he negative?
What isn't negative? God. But I'm on the Sunday shows. They had some. It was Howard Dean. Was one of the pundits and some right-wing nut job writer, and really Howard Dean shredded her. It was so fun to watch because she was like, well, with all, you know, this bullshit.
Yeah.
And, Howard Dean just tore her apart.
Have you ever
seen how the Republican Party is self-immolating right now?
You see Dean interviewed a lot, you know, because what does he do now? He's just a pundit, or he's not head of the DNC. That's what's-her-face, right?
Yeah, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who should get canned.
Yeah.
Really, she's been awful, I think.
I've never seen Howard Dean go on an interview show and get schooled by anyone. I've never seen him sweat. The only time I've ever seen him lose his shit is when he screamed. Yeah. Ah! Whatever
now,
that was.
Now he'd get more votes for that.
No, he wouldn't.
But not on our side.
Because Democrats true. Don't. I'm sorry, Republicans. You guys have a corner on that. You guys reward stupid, ignorant behavior.
Right.
God.
Also in the clown car. Somebody who you'll be surprised to learn still running.
Who?
The frothy mixture.
Oh my God.
Of
yummy
lube and fecal matter that is the result of anal sex.
Is it true you can order a Santorum at Starbucks?
Ew, gross.
Let me whip that up. Hey, be careful of that steam wand.
Yeah,
ouch.
A little too high on the KY.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna need a lot of sugar in this.
Here is Rick Santorum.
God, what a dick.
Being interviewed on the Catholic News Network EWTN broadcast.
Jesus.
Why don't Sunday.
Should we submit our podcast to that?
I'm sure.
See if we could get a spot on there.
Love to hear. I might be excommunicated by this time. I don't know. I've.
Are you worried for your soul now?
Yeah.
What's
terrified.
Gonna happen? Oh, no.
My poor soul. Still presidential candidate is talking about the Supreme Court ruling.
Oh, SCOTUS!
Which, not Hobby Lobby, which they love and gives them little Christian boners.
God, now, that Hobby Lobby thing is so just horrible. What was that? They were saying that insurance companies can refuse.
That private companies can refuse to pay for insurance for their employees if that insurance includes contraceptives.
Birth control. But they called it abortive agents or something.
Abort-efficient,
like.
Yeah.
Abort-efficient agents.
Yeah.
Which it's not.
Bad science. They're talking about...
No, at least there was science.
They're talking about... I think one of the things was some of these IUDs, which prevent implantation, which means it's not. They're not pregnant. If you don't implant it, you ain't pregnant.
It's like... That's like saying...
They're saying it's an abortion.
That's coming from the idea that it could have been alive. Like, that's nuts.
Yeah, it's like you pop that pill the next day after you get a blast of jizz, and you hear, no, don't kill me.
Do they offer that at, what's that juice place?
Robex juice, you
Robex
get the jizz
or,
boost.
Yeah. Jamba juice, give me the Jamba jizz boost.
So here he's talking about, Rick Santorum is talking about the Supreme Court's ruling in United States versus Windsor when they tossed out the Defense of Marriage Act.
Tossed.
Said it was unconstitutional. that, you know what, two people with inside fun parts can get married just as equally as two people with one inside, one outside, etc.
Right, right.
Here's Rick Santorum talking about if he is president.
The courts decided that now they're the great arbiter. They're the great supreme legislature, and that they're going to solve all these problems out here instead of dealing with the case before them, dealing with the issues as limited as possible to resolve the case. That's gone. And that's created this problem. So when you hear me say, as I will, that I think it is the role of the president to put the court back in the position it should, which is not the final arbiter, not.
This drives me crazy because they scream and yell and cry about the big tyrant in the White House.
Yeah, yeah.
And all they want to do is rip up the Constitution, rip up Marbury versus Madison, go all the way back to then and say, fuck the Supreme Court. You can't tell us what to do.
God, the only thing they care about in the Constitution is the thing about guns.
That whole Second Amendment thing.
That's all they give a fuck
That's
about.
That's the part,
you know?
Jesus wrote.
Ooh.
The creator of all these rights, not the inventor or the amender of the Constitution. I don't do so out of a desire to grab power and authority. Yeah. I do so because the court has decided that they are going to exert themselves and become a disproportionate voice on the national stage.
Oh, fuck you.
Wow. Add a little twang to that. And you,
this proportionate boy.
Yeah, you could sound like Jefferson Davis back in the 1860s.
Yeah. Did he, was Frothy Mixture wearing his robe, his Klan robe for this, or no?
He's wearing his cross-shaped butt plug.
And one that our founders never intended, and one that's not good for our country or for a republic to begin with. So the answer to your question is that by way of background, when they have exceeded their authority and acted outside of the Constitution.
When they've exceeded their authority, he decides that? King Cuntface Santorum decides that?
Lord and Lady Cuntface.
I agree with that last decision because I like it. But this one, right. I think you've exceeded your authority.
And what the fuck is he saying? He's talking about like Obama's like doing things like amending the Constitution.
Which hasn't happened.
Well, yeah, but there are something called amendments, right?
Well, right. You can do that.
Yeah. There's a whole system for it.
Right.
Did he not see that Schoolhouse Rock episode? Right. His head in his ass.
I'm just a boo.
It is incumbent upon the president to do something about it. And so the answer is yes. I would confront the court. Everything from, for example, on the issue of same-sex marriage. We have a federal law that's in place right now, which is the Defense of Marriage Act.
And the job of the Supreme Court is to interpret those laws and make sure, if there is a dispute, that they are constitutional. He's saying, fuck, all the, like I said, Marbury versus Madison. Let's go back to the early 1800s and say, let's toss the whole balance of powers. Because, you know, it's not, the Supreme Court isn't the final say. The Supreme Court can go fuck itself.
Yeah, yeah.
If there's a constitutional convention, if the people ultimately vote that we need a constitutional amendment to override even that. Even the people could go and elect assholes who are going to vote and change the laws. You know what I mean? And
write laws
around that and shit. It can be changed. It's just not going to because we're not Christo twats. We're moving towards people having rights, not away from it. So the fact that you're going to lose is
it's not a reason to change the whole machine. And then what are you going to replace it with? What's their solution anyway? They don't really have a lot to offer. I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick or anything. I know I'm a left-wing lunatic hippie fucknut, but geez, I mean, what do these guys have to offer on the right? Aside from, no, I don't like it.
That's one of the problems is you ask them, what's your solution? Well, not what this administration has done.
Or they say, or they pull a Trump. They're like, oh, that Iran deal's terrible. Worst deal ever. Yeah. Let me tell you something. The deal I would have got, you would love my deal.
I can't tell you because I don't want other people to figure it out.
Right.
I don't want to show my hand. but at one time he's saying that it's a power grab when Obama was, remember when Obama said don't enforce DOMA?
Right. Yes.
He was screaming tyrant, tyrant, anti-constitution, blah, blah, blah. And now he's saying, if you elect me, I'm going to be a tyrant and say, right, fuck the Supreme Court. I get to decide. I'm the president. I decide what's
meanwhile,
constitutional.
And this is frothy
not.
Mixture, right?
Yeah. He's,
what, what's
I mean,
he got?
A joke. I mean, what, at this point,
what are his numbers? It's like 0.69. Nobody cares.
Right, 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 right.
Jeez.
That's a Santorum rally,
right? Yeah, oh God, that's great.
There you go.
It's so funny. I was just thinking about that thing, how much Jeb Bush has spent and no one likes him.
That's great.
God, that's, yeah, that's the amazing. Best story of the year.
Which was found unconstitutional. I believe wholly wrongly decided unconstitutionally, and of course the DOMA decision was the basis of the next case, which actually granted same-sex marriage to everybody. That's where I would start. I would start saying this was a decision that was extra constitutional, that law is good, valid law, and I will enforce that law. Now, it's much more difficult on the same-sex marriage case.
So does that mean that he can say, you know what, that whole Emancipation Proclamation thing,
all right,
all those, you know, that whole amendment, that whole 14th Amendment bullshit, that's bad law. That's bad. That's extra constitutional. I've decided.
Is that what that
means? That is extra constitutional, and therefore I will enforce that law. So, hey, let's have slaves again.
Respect my authority.
Unbelievable. Terrifying.
Is that what extra constitutional means?
Outside the Constitution.
Oh, God.
To have the federal government come in and say, okay, we're going to reinstitutionalize marriage as just between a man and a woman. This was a state case.
Yeah.
And so these are state laws. There's no federal marriage law other than the Defense of Marriage Act.
No federal marriage law. But, you know, there's the stupid argument, and even that stupid job of the gunt on the Supreme Court, Scalia, uses that stupid argument from history.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always been this way.
That's not a good argument.
Why would you change it? It's always been this way.
I mean, well, there was a time before we had penicillin, and it always had been that way.
Right.
But we invented it, and I think, now, I'm, you know, not a scientist, I'm not a historian, but I will go out on a limb and say, since our society is better for having penicillin.
Right.
Do you think so, or?
So, there is a limited response. Again, if I'm going to keep to what I've suggested, which is my role as a president, as the head of the federal government, I'm not going to go out and say, well, I'm going to change all the state laws. I can't do that. I wouldn't do that. But what I can do is enforce federal law on that subject matter.
Yeah. So, okay.
Right.
I mean,
now here is Santorum. The thing is, as scary as he sounds, it ain't that different from what every single one of those other twunts that are running for the GOP side are saying.
It's not different, right?
I mean, they're not all right,
saying very similar things. They're all anti-choice, I imagine.
Yes.
And they're all, they all want to bomb the fuck out of Iraq.
Right. And some of them aren't out there saying, the instant I'm elected, we're going back to DOMA. Some are.
But the thing, you know what's crazy about that? It's like, what problem does Frothy Mixture see that going back to DOMA, how would that solve something? Would that solve something in the
country?
The United
Gay States of America. Is your gay god going to come and save you? America's new transvestite army.
Cities with one man you can trust. Right. Jesus. They're terrified that their sky god is going to get pissed off at us.
Yeah. Or that he wants to make his,
or he plays on those fears of the stupid, I don't,
constituents
for
in
a
those,
second believe that this
and those Walmart scooters,
this vile creature Rick Santorum, this prig, who wants to impose his bullshit on other people. I don't for a second believe he believes it.
I don't either.
Although maybe didn't they do that creepy thing with the she sadly miscarried and they brought the body home.
Oh my God.
Didn't they? I got to look that one up, but what? I think that's the story. Yeah. I think they,
people
might
are
have,
nuts,
yeah,
dude.
It's, I mean, I realize you got to grieve, but oof.
Everybody relax with your ceremonies and your rites and all this other shit that you feel like you have to do because it's always been done. And this guy's dragging a fetus home that wasn't even, wait, was it open casket or what?
I don't know.
That's so fucking, well, I'm fucked up.
So, meanwhile, I mean, I don't know if we talked about this. I don't have time to look for the story, but I think it was on our Facebook. But it was some, I want to say West Virginia last week. Some Republican state legislator put forth basically a miscarriage registry. Like, if you miscarry, they want to know when and why and how and things like that.
Jesus Christ. All the left wants to do, they just want everybody, if you own a gun, to register. They gonna put me on a list. You would have put people on a list that had a miscarriage.
Right.
For what? Why?
Every life is sacred. We want to make sure you didn't kill that baby.
Oh, is there a pattern?
Or something.
We're establishing a pattern. This person gets pregnant only to kill their...
Yeah, and then somebody goes nuts and shoots up an abortion clinic.
Well, that doesn't happen. That's not going to be happening. You're being very dramatic.
I am. That guy wants to represent himself. Did you see that?
Oh, God.
They're going to try to... I think they're ordering a psych eval, obviously, on him. But
yeah,
he's saying he doesn't... He says that the defense, his own lawyer, is in cahoots with Planned Parenthood. And it's all a conspiracy to kill the babies.
Jesus.
And I think he's obviously mentally ill. I think it's a mixture. He's obviously mentally ill and fired up by the rhetoric of these assholes like Carly Fiorina and like Ben Carson and all these.
Carly Fiorina should honestly be, she shouldn't be running because to.
She might as well not be now at this point. Thankfully.
But everybody knows those videos are fake.
Right.
That she talks about.
Right.
And they'll say, well, Ms. Fiorina. Those are fake.
Right.
But how would you feel if it was real? You're a lunatic.
She just fights back. Right.
She doesn't concede the point.
Right.
My argument's predicated on total fucking bullshit.
So here is Rick Santorum, and he is one of these advocates of this. You know, he talks about, I don't want to push things on the states, but he wants a federal personhood amendment.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's a person. That's what it means.
I got 8 people in my tube sock. Every sperm is sacred.
Right.
That kind of shit.
Here he is talking about his personhood legislation.
And the 14th Amendment, as you know very well, says that no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws.
Wait.
This is, I guess, some broadcaster on EWTN.
Jeez.
God, why, does anybody watch this? I mean, they can't find a Catholic with a personality?
No. You gotta be careful.
Jeez. And personhood legislation.
So he said personhood, like they have a right to property? That's what he just said. Does my load have a right to own a car? Can my load get a gun?
Once it meets the egg. Yeah.
Can my fetus buy a handgun? Fuck yeah.
Jurisdiction, the equal protection of the laws. And the amendment, as you know, also specifically empowers the Congress in Section 5 of the 14th Amendment to the power to enforce by appropriate legislation the provisions of this article.
Interesting how they love the 14th Amendment when it comes to this.
Can you follow him? Do you know what he's saying?
When it comes to applying equal rights to, you know, gay people brown people or Muslim people.
Dude,
or...
this guy is horrible. This Catholic dude, whoever the fuck he is. I can't even follow him because he's incredibly boring.
Well, yeah, he lulls you into agreement.
This guy's a broadcaster.
He's like, okay.
My
God, sure.
You don't get that on Crab Diving, by the way. Go to crabdiving.com, download the past episodes, go to iTunes, Stitcher, give some reviews.
All kinds of shows on crabdiving.com.
If you're going to go buy some shit on Amazon, access our portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's right. I'm just checking right now. I don't think we have. I think the Hollywood Hick is a traveling today.
No shit.
But listen tonight to his awesome Christmas special.
I want to hear about Brent traveling.
He did tweet out, I saw.
Critters.
He went people watching at the Walmart in South Carolina.
Oh, I saw that.
He assured us that he was not going to purchase anything because he wouldn't allow a dime of his money to go to that them people, but he was going to go people watching.
Oh, my God, man.
So we'll hear about it on the next The Hollywood Hick. But there was a new Midnight Breakfast yesterday.
Hell yeah.
Listen to that coming up. And just check on crabdiving.com for the schedule.
Sure.
Of all the stuff streaming, and you can always download it a day or two later as a podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
On Christmas Eve, the whole crab diving broadcasting team made a trip to the evil Walmart, sadly.
Yes, twice.
Yes. Oh, my God, twice.
Twice.
Shit, man.
It was an amazing place, the Walmart and Gulf Breeze.
It's big.
It's fucking massive. Massive. And everything and anything can be bought there. I don't know.
Why did they have...
How there are any other shops open that sell anything.
Is it weird to you that a lot of the stuff you look at, you're like, I get why it's being sold. I understand the function of it, but who needs this? Who even want it? Like, why did they have like a zillion of those lawn jockey-sized Darth Vaders?
Yeah, there was a whole, I think, up for... Christmas, you know,
but why? Yeah, I know for people to buy, but they weren't like action figure size or even like say quote unquote large doll size. They were little person size. It was like toddler.
It was like dwarf Vader.
Why weren't they normal size? Are Jedi's? I don't understand this fucking New Republic world that Star Wars takes place in. Is everybody 4 foot tall?
Yeah, maybe it's an Ewok Vader.
Oh, yeah.
An Ewok killed Vader and stole his costume.
I have a serious question.
Shrunk it. Yeah.
You've read all those Star Wars books.
I read a lot of them.
Can an Ewok be a Jedi?
Sure.
That would be awesome.
Probably.
We got to have an Ewok Jedi.
That would be kind of a fun story, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
although I thought, you know, I had read some of the books and some of the shit that allegedly happened after the Death Star blow up.
Yeah.
And... The Han and Leia,
yes,
do get together,
right?
And personhood occurs,
right?
And
it's a Jedi fetus,
and but I thought I knew, and then I think Luke too.
Luke
does some seed sprinkling.
Oh, does he really?
And
does he get pregnant? A female Yoda? Does he hook up with somebody on the Dagobah system?
But who I thought, I mean, spoiler, if you haven't seen it.
Spoiler.
The lead girl, the lead woman.
Yes.
She is, I thought I knew who she was from the books, but then I read some theories that they're trying to figure out who she is.
No shit.
In regards to the whole
these nerds
pantheon of Star Wars, and I may be incorrect in my summation of who exactly she is in that whole dealio. I thought I was sitting there being all smug, thinking I know who this is because I read the books.
But
now after reading some of these theories, I'm like, well, I don't know, maybe. It's interesting. Go see the movie. It's kind of fun.
I have another story.
Not the best of all of them.
No. Oh, no. Empire Strikes Back.
There you go.
Totally the best. They got that great director in that didn't do action movies. He was famous for rom-coms, right? Was it Rob Reiner directed Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah.
Leia's like, I'll have what he's having.
Right. Mel Brooks does Star Wars.
He did. He did Spaceballs. Yeah.
A great
Mel, movie. You think we could take out some of the fart jokes in the scene when Han's getting frozen into carbonite? There's no way he would be able to pass
farts
gas.
Farts are always funny.
Can you fart if you're frozen in carbonite? No?
Probably not.
How about that line C-3PO has in It's so great in Empire Strikes Back? Oh, he's been frozen in carbonite. Do you not want to punch him in his gold face?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Speaking of, here's Santorum finishing up about... personhood. We got to get through this guy asking his goddamn question.
Personhood.
5 of the 14th Amendment to the power to enforce by appropriate legislation the provisions of this article. Now, I think I know the answer to this, but I'll ask, do you believe unborn babies are persons whose equal right to life is protected under the 14th Amendment? Would you call on Congress to use this Section 5 authority to protect the unborn? Or do you believe you're obligated to defer to the declaration of majority now,
40
plus years
Get
ago,
to it!
Wade, unless and until Roe is overturned by a future decision of the court or a constitutional amendment? Is there something important about
Jesus
that?
Christ!
I mean, if you go back to what is the definition of person, which of course
is another person talking now.
In
this is the frothy mixture now. Is
now he's replying
over
to the fucking question.
We have ended the
Jesus
question.
Fucking Christ. That guy, I'm sorry, that priest or whoever the fuck he is from Catholicville, USA, somebody should flog that guy. Brevity.
It doesn't really say. I'm trying to find who this is.
Who the fuck? I mean, God, what a meandering question. Oh, I hate shit like that. Get to the point. Killing me.
Matthew Frank from the Witherspoon Institute.
You're a bore. Oh, you're such a fucking bore.
Is this guy.
Good Christ.
Witherspoon Institute.
Could you do me a favor at Vital Experience? Could you just summarize that fucking question that guy was trying to ask, frothy mixture? Because I honestly don't know what he's talking about now.
He's saying, do you, Mr. Santorum, think there should be a constitutional amendment that says that this equals
I need a mop.
This.
Clean up an aisle 69.
So that's the question.
Yeah. Okay. Fascinating. I can't wait to hear what he's going to say.
Here it is.
A person, which of course isn't defined in the Constitution. And I've said this over and over and over again, that we need to err on the side of being open and welcoming and accepting of all of God's creation. All human beings should be considered persons, and that we should have a very bright line, because once you move that line away from a person and a human being are the same,
right,
then it's up to five judges or a Congress or whoever,
God,
a president, to determine where we move that line.
Boring.
And so I've always taken the position that we have an obligation to push back on a court that got it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Here we are again.
Fuck you.
We don't agree with it. Now, Hobby Lobby, we like.
They're the old country buffet.
Where they ruled last year.
A morality.
That these municipalities can have their stupid magic spell before their meetings.
Oh, yes.
They ruled they can do that as long as they're inclusive, which they're not fucking doing, which we knew would happen.
Right. And would the Satanists want to go there and have a...
Fuck you!
Put a Baphomet with a big old boner in the, you know...
back in 19... And a court that got it wrong on the gay marriage issue just this year. That both of those decisions were an act of judicial tyranny judicial supremacy, and that we... And that other branches of government have an obligation to confront that, because when I
is that in that clip you play a Deliverance right there, is Ned Beatty one of the squealing voices, or is that like who's making this in the movie? Does Ned Beatty squeal?
He does.
God,
he does eventually.
Did he win an Oscar?
Squeal.
Yeah, that's him. Is it the lower squeal? The he's seeing his character.
I think there's a prompting.
Yes,
of one of them.
That's a rough scene, man. Have you seen that scene in Deliverance? Have you seen it?
Yeah, sure.
Oh my God! It makes me want to, you know, if I was president, I maybe sign that part of the country up for nuclear testing, because those fucking crazy ass rednecks. They put what's the guy? Is it Midnight John Voight? John Voight's character gets tied to a tree by the neck with a belt. They belt his neck to a tree and then fuck his friend in the ass.
Yes.
That makes for a bad canoe trip.
Right.
I can't believe Ned Beatty didn't did he get an Oscar nomination?
I don't know if he did or not.
I would be like, I want an Oscar.
I think a lot of people didn't go camping for a long time though.
Oh yeah.
After that.
Sure.
I've got a story here from, well, let me do two quick stories. One quick one.
Yes.
That you won't see on Fox. Which is a story that I think you put up on on the Facebook.
No shit. Was it that fucking gun thing?
No, the Iran.
Oh,
that,
yeah, yeah.
Iran has handed over its uranium stockpile to Russia per the agreement, the horrible, worst agreement ever.
Oh,
with
God.
The Iranians.
Terrible.
Which is a huge major step towards fulfilling their agreement. Everybody's like, you can't trust them. They're not going to give them over.
And what was Obama's response to all that? Okay, so what do you want me to do?
Right.
Blow them
exactly.
off the face of the fucking planet?
Yeah, that's no gum.
Oh, God.
So for the first time, it says in a decade.
Yes.
Iran does not have the materials needed to make a nuclear weapon, even if it wanted to.
Nuclear.
A Russian container ship hauled away almost all of their low-enriched uranium. The handover fulfills one of the biggest provisions of the July Accord struck between Tehran and the U.S.-led coalition.
My God, they put this nuclear material on a fucking boat?
Well, yeah, what are they going to do with it?
I don't know. That's the scary part of this,
I'd
right?
I'd rather not have it fly.
I know.
I'll take chances on a boat. Shit.
Can they get rid of it? Or it, what was that?
What was that Marvel series that was on TV? We watched it. It was Shields.
Yes.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Sure.
Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They had
good show.
That catapult where all this dangerous shit to the planet, they could just shoot into space and just go away. Why don't we do that with our...
At the sun, right? They aim it at the sun.
Why can't we do that with our nuclear material?
I don't know why. One of the fears is... That's why a space elevator would be the tits.
Is that the official line from NASA?
The official line.
Would be the tits,
from
guys.
NASA, because the fear is...
Titties.
You don't want to put nasty nuke stuff on a rocket, because you've seen what can go wrong with a rocket.
Yes. All kinds of shit.
So you don't want to, you know, blast the atmosphere with a giant nuclear bukkake. and... So they frown upon that. I mean, that would be great to sling shit up towards the sun. Just, you know, we got the biggest furnace, burning furnace there.
You said a nuclear bukkake.
I did.
It's sperm's gone radioactive, guys. We got to get out of here.
And
don't swallow.
But with a space elevator, with a tethered kind of a dealio.
What if the tether breaks? We're fucked.
Well, you know, I guess so, yeah. But safer. Than where you would just, you know, slowly lift it up through the atmosphere without having to achieve escape velocity and all that. And then once it's in orbit.
The tether allows you to avoid escape velocity.
It's like a 20-foot wide cable.
Oh, so you go inside it?
That goes all the way up. No, there's like a thing that rides around the outside of
okay.
it. Climbs it really slowly. The designs I've seen. And
oh, I see. So you can just climb out.
And there's a tethered space station at the other end.
Yeah.
In geosynchronous, perfect geosynchronous orbit.
Yeah.
And it's at the end of a cable. And this machine just climbs a cable.
Oh, cool.
So you don't need the rockets to get out of our atmosphere.
Let me ask you something then. Now this is weird. Then why don't we just, why is it so hard to break out of the atmosphere if you're in the shuttle or you're coming back in or whatever? Why is it such a big deal? The reentry.
Why? Well, reentry is because they're coming back at such speed that once you start hitting the air particles, that's what creates the friction.
But you're saying,
and the burning and tiles and
but you're saying that
meteors, that's why meteors
right
glow and burn and break up and
in Deep Impact.
Yeah.
But you're saying this space elevator works because it goes slow.
Right. I mean, so, it doesn't have to go
right
so fast to break our gravitational pull and get out of the atmosphere.
Okay.
It just climbs.
Oh, why don't we just have our spaceships go real slow?
Because
atmosphere.
They need the escape velocity. They're not climbing a tethered thing.
Oh, I see.
They're using thrust.
Oh.
To try to create enough velocity to break free of our, they go high enough and break
they
free of our gravity.
They have to create a nuclear bukkake.
Right. Whereas if there's a tether, you don't need that velocity. You're just climbing the.
That's cool.
You're just climbing.
That's cool. We gotta have one of these space elevators.
Well, yeah. The problem is
what?
Building a giant 20-foot cable that goes from the ground all the way up.
What's Elon Musk doing these days?
They think that it would be a kind of a machine that would start here on the ground, obviously, and just start climbing and building itself like robot. It's a robot
shit.
that as you feed material into it, it shits out cable at the bottom and keeps climbing. You know,
you got it.
Meanwhile,
know
you're dragging stuff up to it and it's right. shitting it out.
Yes.
At the same time, you're you feeding it and it's shitting it out.
You're into science news and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Why don't we try? Why don't you do a podcast where it's like you explain science, but you do it in the most profane way
shitting
possible.
Things out.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Great.
Can you do what would be called sexy science or pervy science? I'm like, you know, no. That's obscenity something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Science. But there's already a,
no, but that they're boring. Those articles read like, you know, you have all the bukkake imagery and stuff in yours. It's right. different. It's not. I don't know.
Here's your fucking science.
Kate, take a note on that and let's talk to some producers later.
Yeah, we'll brainstorm.
Work that one out.
So I intentionally went over to the Fox quote news unquote site.
Yes.
And looked and searched. I did a search on their news site for this news.
Yes.
Of the Iranians handing over their stockpile. Zero. Not even a casual mention over at Fox fucking News.
What? God.
Right. I mean, so if there's a doubt that those assholes over at Fox are nothing but blatant propagandists, and that you're nowhere near getting an actual fair and balanced real news that's happening.
You're not getting facts.
Here's a perfect example. This is a huge, huge deal.
Yeah.
And I literally could not find it.
Because, well, wait.
Over at Fox.
Fox and Drudge and all those conservative lunatics, they covered the Iran deal, right? I mean.
And it's the worst deal ever.
Right,
and Obama
right.
is bent over and presented the starfish of the nation to the Muslims. Oh, wait. Here's, we got. Do you want to hear the rest of the Santoro?
Oh, sure.
No, fuck
yeah.
this. I don't know. Screw it. That's, it's
he
already
sucks.
Boring.
He sucks. I was going to say, Santorum's problem is he needs to take a lesson from Trump. He needs to take his answer to this boring-ass Catholic dude's question and Trumpify it.
Right.
He needs to make it short, funny, and, you know, kind of racist. And everybody will love it.
If people are watching this show, I mean.
Oh, I know.
Who watches that shit? Good God.
I mean, I know that guy. I mean, maybe this dude, Catholic McGee over here, the guy interviewing Santorum, maybe he feels like he's not like an entertainer. It's just like, it's just straight hard news. But, I mean, you know, you can't make it unbearable, right?
Right.
I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be entertaining. We don't deserve that. But my God, it should be fucking torture.
I've got, speaking of Fox.
Yes.
Quote news, unquote. Here's a story that I also saw there at Fox News. The headline is Man Dies After Condom Vending Machine Explosion.
That's not funny.
It's not funny.
Oh my God.
But an ignominious way to go. A man died after apparently he was trying to blow up a condom vending machine. See, here's how enlightened some of the other countries are. They have machines on the street where you can drop a quarter in, you get a rubber, so you can go fuck somebody and not have to worry about personhood or little diseases.
But this blew up. Why did this blow
up? He blew
up?
It up. He was trying to rob it, I think.
Oh, my God.
Well,
how much are condoms? There could have been a lot of money in there.
The 29-year-old man was brought into hospital.
Hello.
With a head injury by two of his friends who first told the doctors that he fell down the stairs. The medical staff wasn't buying it.
Yeah.
They finally admitted that the three of them were trying to blow up the condom machine.
Oh, shit.
And that the victim was injured by a piece of flying metal from the blast.
What an idiot.
He later died of his injuries.
Where did this take place?
Germany.
Night! Germany, huh? God, what's up with the rednecks in Europe wanting to blow shit up? This sounds, dude, this sounds like it's straight out of Alabama.
Officers say the suspects apparently got into a car after they primed the explosion, so they were going to hide in the car. But this guy failed to close his door.
What the fuck?
And when it went boom, a piece of the machine hit him in the head and killed him.
Is this a heist?
It was
orchestrated by stoners.
Police were alerted to the explosion in the town of Scheppingen,
Schopenhagen.
Klagen
goes to the border with the Netherlands. and they got there. It was on Christmas Day. And they found condom packets and cash laying on the ground. Apparently, they didn't scoop up the cash or any of the rubbers once their friend took one to the head. They took him to the hospital. They didn't scoop up their booty.
Oh, shit.
No pun intended.
They didn't even take the money.
No, they didn't.
They're so worried about this dude's head.
So there you go. If you're going to blow up a rubber machine in Germany. But, I mean, would you see that happening here? Can you imagine the screams of the
prissy
Christians here? Yeah. Oh, it's encouraging kids to have sex.
I tell you what. If Czar Pfeiffer was in charge, you go to these public schools, you find me a room without a big, gigantic bowl of condoms.
Right. I agree. I say daily helicopter runs over the city. Just like a sprinkler.
What?
Condoms raining down.
How about
everybody fuck using these?
Yeah, if you're for that, then you're for this. What about putting Orthonovum in the water?
No.
Why?
No, it should be your choice.
No,
ultimately, what if you do want to have a kid?
Well, what if you're
a shithead? China.
What if you're a shithead?
No.
Here's the thing.
Eugenics?
No. But if you want to have a child, you got to take a test. You know, it'll be an IQ test. You have to, whatever. We don't want stupid people having kids. And then
it's that great line from Parenthood, right? Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you need a license to fish. You need a license to buy a dog.
God.
You need a license to drive a car, but they'll let any butt-reaming asshole be a father.
What kind of stroke of genius was it in that movie, Parenthood, when, was it Diane Weiss?
Yeah, she's great.
The lights go out in her apartment, and Steve Martin is looking. Everybody's together for family dinner. It's like Thanksgiving or something. The lights go out in her apartment. And then Steve Martin's character is looking for a flashlight in all these drawers. He's like, I found one. And he turns it on. And it's like,
right.
And it's her vibrator. Her reaction is fucking gold in that. I mean, it's just, it's fucking hilarious. Oh, my God.
Great movie. I've got a story here. Oh, let's do this one. This is also on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. This is in Butler, Pennsylvania. Now you hear the name Pennsylvania and you think, I don't know, maybe it's not knuckle dragging redneck fuckwads.
Well, not after listening to this show, because what's his face is from Pennsylvania, that lunatic sheriff that shoots pictures of Hillary Clinton.
Fuck you!
Marky Kessler. Little Marky Kessler.
But then again, it came out that he's a double agent,
but then
that's not true.
He might not be, because he's
a triple agent.
He might have been fucking with that mincing liberal that was interviewing him when he said that he was undercover and stuff.
What a total fucking asshole.
Spectacular asshole.
Spectacular dick.
So, speaking of, this is so blatant and disgusting, and I just almost lost my mind when I saw this.
Shit.
There was some activists who were protesting, and I'm not even 100% sure what they're environmental activists protesting, they're protesting against the Rex Energy Company.
They sound evil.
And they consist of mainly a bunch of retired people who are involved in this protest. Now, some fuckwad parks his truck nearby, gets out of it, waddles over. And you got to listen to this guy. He confronts not only the protesters.
Yes.
But then he goes after the photographer, the videographer who was there shooting news footage for his for the news.
The guy's doing his fucking job.
He's black.
Oh, no.
The videographer is black. And this guy turns on the videographer.
Oh, shit.
Here you go.
That's a load of horseshit that you fucking could be made of. You got your horseshit boots on. I see you're walking in it. Yeah. I do work. What do you do?
Work.
Check the community.
Correct.
Humanity.
Yeah.
take my tax dollars too?
That's him. So, yeah, I work. What do you do? And they say, we're trying to protect the community. Oh, you take my tax dollars too?
Oh, my God.
Have you actually, you know, done something with your life? Have you had any kind of a job?
Now, he says this to an older gentleman who is wearing, it looks like, kind of expensive winter gear.
Okay.
With a Santa hat underneath. He looks like he's got expensive glasses on. Yeah. He's well-groomed. He's got a well-groomed beard.
Right.
Obviously, this he's like, have you ever worked in your life? Have you ever had a job? Turns out this guy is a retired school teacher, like 30 years. And this knuckle-dragging fuckwad, this white piece of shit that should have been swallowed instead of blasted inside to save this country from moronitude.
Yeah, never spare the memory foam.
This asshole,
this is what you get,
asks this older gentleman who is protesting no fracking by schools, it says. Grandparents, Christmas wish.
Why?
No fracking by schools, the sign says.
Why would you want that? Who would be against the idea? Okay, we don't want to have fracking near schools. Oh, well, that's a great idea.
Well, listen to this idiot. Jobs. You want to take jobs away. And then in the comments below I read, they're like, okay, this guy is an independent contractor, laborer, working for this energy company. He probably makes 14 or 15 bucks an hour. He doesn't make jack shit.
Right.
In Butler fucking Pennsylvania.
But he's worried about the fracking.
Population 15,000, 93.6% white.
Oh, yes. It's a metropolis.
So then listen.
You had any kind of a job?
The old guy bends over laughing, and the older people are just laughing at him.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he turns on the cameraman.
It's like this chimp right here.
Ooh.
What'd you say?
Yeah, chimp. Fucking nigger right here with a fucking mop on his head.
Now, see, all these people were laughing at this idiot. And
that's not funny.
When he says the N-word and this chimp with the mop on his head, now they're all like, oh, no.
Nigger right here with a fucking mop on his head.
You better get out of here.
I don't give a fuck. He's milking my fucking tax dollars.
Jesus Christ.
He's a videographer working for the news. He's like, I don't give a fuck. He's taking my tax dollars because he's black.
Dude, you know how skilled you have to be to get a job working a camera? You know what I mean? Like it's a science. You go to school for it, right? I don't know. Am I talking about him out of my ass?
Cinematographer, maybe?
It's a fucking job. Even if he's
regardless,
a videographer, this is a real job.
Yeah.
This guy's a professional.
And to him, the old people who are retired.
Yeah.
And are protesting, they're taking my tax dollars. And the black guy is taking my tax dollars. Everybody's taking my tax dollars. But his fucking cunting Rex Energy company that is really taking his tax dollars and screwing the environment.
Why is he standing up for Rex Energy? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
So stupid.
It's so funny to listen to these people laugh at him. Because it's great. It's great. Because he's a joke.
He is.
Fuck, he's milking my fucking tax dollars.
Better get out.
I don't give a fuck what you have to say.
Oh, really?
Well, that's a
lazy fucker. I'm stupid. I actually want people to have a fucking job. You let you go ahead and sit on your fucking chair. Be a lazy fucking nothing. Oh, you ain't taking
me out of here. We are peaceful. We do not need your antagonism.
I mean, they're above him. They're sitting there. We're peaceful. We don't need your antagonism. Bye.
God. Yeah.
Peaceful.
So long.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. He put his face in the camera and went,
fuck.
You ain't gonna get no fucking job with the mop on your head. How about you cut that off?
And the videographer is great. He never says a word to the guy. He posted on his YouTube channel, I was photographing a peaceful protest aimed at Rex Energy in Mars, Pennsylvania.
Oh, shit.
At one point during the day, a worker showed up. He started by insulting the protesters. Then he turned his attention to me. I just let him talk and kept the camera rolling.
Who sticks up for fracking?
This asshole probably works for the fracking company, and he doesn't have two brain cells to fucking rub together.
Well, I mean, he does a pretty good monkey impersonation.
And the two that are there are racist as fuck.
Can you believe he did that?
Goddamn lazy fucking hippies is all you are.
Lazy fucking hippies.
They're retired.
Yeah, most of them are retired.
They work their whole lives. They're school teachers.
Who don't want fracking near schools.
God.
And I'd be willing to bet
real,
big money
yes.
who this cum stain is voting for.
Right.
Trump.
Absolutely.
Trump.
You know it.
Trump.
So do you want to stay here all night? I mean, do you have anything better to do? I've been working since 5 this morning.
Now one of the little tree-hugging liberals comes over. One of the younger guys with the beard who looks like he, you know, just came from Portland. And he's like, so what are you doing? You know, he's I mean, they all treat this guy. Nobody gets, like, violent. Yeah. You can see that this guy is maybe ready, you know, for a fight.
Well, yeah.
Because at one point, somebody tells him to go away, and he's like, what are you going to do?
Well, it makes sense.
And then they just defuse it. They just laugh at him, and they just speak to him like he's the child that he is.
I mean, it didn't take him too long to go really, really scary racist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, it gets worse.
What?
Want to stay here all night? I mean, do you have anything better to do?
I don't want to work. I've been working since 5 this morning.
No, not here. Okay. If you've been working since 5 this morning, why don't you go home and get a beer?
I'm bored. I still have plenty of energy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Why don't you go work second shift?
Nothing to do. I got rained out for the day.
Oh, okay.
So, I can tease you fuckers.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Apparently, they don't agree with you either. What are you trying to do anyhow? Like,
we're protecting the community.
What are you protecting it from? Jobs?
Do you think that, like, we're actually going to have, like, an interesting conversation? Because I don't think we're going to be able to have an interesting conversation with you.
This guy's got a point. We're not going to be able to have an interesting conversation. So what's the point?
I disagree with him. This is a very interesting
this is
conversation.
Great for us.
So, like, if you just want to, like, yell things at us, then do it. Like, we're probably not going to have, like, learn too much from each other.
There ain't nothing to learn from you fucking idiots.
Okay, well.
Okay, now he reaches out, pushes the camera down.
Oh, shit.
At which point, this cameraman is much better than I, because I would have been like, well, that's assault. I'm calling the cops.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I'm calling the cops right now. You assaulted me. You touched me.
Fuck the camera out of my face, asshole.
You should keep your hands to yourself.
That's where the little guy goes, you keep your hands to yourself.
You should keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, what?
Didn't your mom teach you that when you were a little kid?
Mom taught me to go to work and value hard work, not fucking protesting, being a fucking lazy bum.
Back to the camera.
What was that noise?
No.
Staring at the camera.
He's doing it again.
Fucking lazy monkeys. You're maybe the 10th one I've seen in my life, too.
You're maybe the 10th one I've seen in my life.
He's only saying...
They all look the same to me.
Now, it's funny is they're all just kind of surrounding him and staring at him.
Is there a duck in the background?
Well, they're out in the middle of nowhere.
It's a duck back there.
You're the duck.
He just looks stupid. He's looking around, shaking his head. Now he walks his stupid, hooded, fat fuck, white lunk head, racist, asshole, embarrassment of a human being, back to his fucking giant monster truck.
I was wondering if you could see the ducks in the background.
That's
so funny. It's so hilarious. This insane racist. Every once in a while, this duck's like, quack, quack.
Right, right. So there you go. And I think on the Facebook page, where we got it from, on Revolution News.
You think this guy?
I think somebody in the comments has found out this guy already. Found him on Facebook and found his. I went to his page. I forgot his name already. He's got, you know, it's closed. You can't tell. You can't read his shit if you're not his friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Except his profile pictures, which are all dead deer and guns.
God. Congratulations.
And eagles and America, America, America. But in the comments there, if you go to the Revolution News page. You can find out his name. I forgot what it was.
Whatever. This guy. I mean, what's the mentality? You think this guy's a reader?
No,
he reads a lot, or you know,
he's fucking moron.
The monkey.
He listens to
thing.
He listens to Rush,
Alex Jones,
Limbaugh. He listens to Alex Jones,
Jim Baker, selling pudding.
Everybody's coming for my jobs.
Boo.
Peaceful protesters, and you know, the black guy who has a job doesn't matter. He's black. Obviously, you're taking my tax dollars.
Time to do my monkey impression. My fucking God.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, here in the big show for Hump Day, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern type coast.
Racism is dead, right?
We'll also...
it's officially over.
Be out on Stitcher, on iTunes, crabdiving.com.
Yay.
Don't forget to listen to all the other stuff here on the network 24/7 at crabdiving.com/listen.
Right.
And Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. At Rated R Comedy on the Twitter, or go to ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we will be back tomorrow, you all. Go get a job.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.